今天我们是最后一次讲创世纪。
This is the last session on Genesis.
创世纪是人类起头的记述。
Genesis is a story about how mankind began.
跟世界被造开始的记述。
And also an account of how the world was created.
创世纪是全世界历史中间唯一的一本真正交代世界来源的一本书。
It is the only book in the history of mankind that actually tells us how the world began.
所有的文化都是堕落以后人对真理的摸索。
All cultures are a result of how the fallen man tried to find the truth.
所有宇宙开始的理论都是堕落理性的猜测。
All the theories about how the universe began comes from a fallen reason.
只有这本书是创造世界的上帝清楚启示人，我们从那里来，世界的开始是怎么样。
This book is the only book where the Creator God will reveal to mankind how the world began.
所以这本书超越所有宗教的经典。
This book therefore surpasses all religious scriptures.
这本书超越所有文化的记载。
And it surpasses all recording of cultures.
因为这本书不是神话的记录。
This book is not a record of mythology.
不是宗教理念的一个记载。
Or a recording of religious concepts.
而是神的启示。
But the revelation of God Almighty.
创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
就有次序地把世界怎么样被造按照神的安排写下来。
It describes the order in which God has created all things.
当达尔文年老的时候，
When Charles Darwin was old,
他发现这本书里面的记载跟次序，
He discovered the order in the recording of creation in the book.
跟地哲学的发现，物种的排列是完全一致的。
Is consistent with the discovery in geology.
所以他惊奇万分。
And so he was very astonished.
苏格兰的一个女士去找他的时候，
There was a lady from Scotland who went to look for him.
这个人叫做 Lady Hope.
Her name was Lady Hope.
她就发现达尔文正在读一本很厚的书。
And she discovered that Charles Darwin was studying a very thick book.
她就问达尔文 ,What are you reading?
So ask him, What are you reading?
Professor Darwin.
这个达尔文你在看什么书？
那么达尔文教授回答他什么呢？
And his answer was,
I am reading the royal book.
我在读一个皇族的书。
这是君尊的书籍。
A very honorable book.
这是圣经。
Is this a Bible?
他发现圣经创世纪第一章。
I discovered Genesis chapter 1.
先造植物。
First plants were created.
后造动物。
And then animals.
先从海里面。
And from the sea.
到陆地。
To the land.
空中的飞鸟。
To the birds of the air.
最后出现的是人。
And in the end, human beings appeared.
这个次序是从来没有一个宗教记载的。
And this order cannot be found in any other religion.
无论佛教的经典，无论是什么教，印度教或者其他宗教的经典，都没有记载过物质被造程序。
Whether it is Buddhism, Hinduism, or whatever religion, there is no account of the order of creation.
所以达尔文就说了，我从来没有放弃变成无神论者。
And Charles Darwin declared that he has never been an atheist.
我从来没有堕落到变成不信上帝的存在。
I have fallen to a stage where he will not believe in the existence of God.
这本书是万物的起头。
This book is the beginning of all things.
正像启示录是万物的结局。
Like the book of Revelation records the end of all things.
宇宙的开始跟结束完全正确的交代清楚。
We then have an account of the beginning and the end of the entire cosmos.
基督徒要感谢上帝，因为基督徒不是迷信。
Christians need to give thanks to God because we are not superstitious people.
基督徒是照着真理的上帝所启示的真理去相信明白被启示的真理。
And Christians are people who understand the truth through the revealed truth by the God of truth.
所以这本书是很宝贵的。
This book is precious indeed.
如果世界上没有这样一本书的话，
If this book is absent from the world,
人类就像瞎子摸象一样的。
Humanity would be blind in trying to find a way.
摸到这个它的这个象的鼻子的。
Like、
跟摸到它的尾巴的解释就不一样。
Like a blind person who touches the trunk of an elephant or another blind person touches the tail, both have different interpretations.
四个瞎子摸了象。
There are four blind persons who touches the different part of an elephant.
摸过象没有啊？
And they ask each other, have you touched an elephant before? They say yes.
那你摸了，你知道象是什么呢？
So what is an elephant like?
它的象是一个会动的这个扫把。
The first one said like a broomstick that could swing.
因为他抓到的是尾巴。
Because he touched the tail of an
elephant. 有一个是像个大树。
Another one said like a tree.
因为他抓的是象脚。
because he got hold of the trunk of the leg.
像的根本就像一个竹筒，像一个什么铁条一样的。
Another one said that the elephant is like an iron bar.
他摸的是壁纸
，because he touched the
trunk. 另外说呢，这个像就像一片墙壁，也就是他摸到了他的肚子。
Another one said like a wall because he touched the stomach.
什么叫做像
？So what is an elephant?
他们看不见。
Because these people were blind,
摸到了
whatever they have touched,
就把摸的感觉跟想象的理念把它配合起来
was combined to their imagination.
从人要去明白上帝的真理就是如此
This is the way human being is like when we try to understand God.
所以上帝把启示赐下来
Therefore God gave us his revelation.
就结束了我们的寻找
And our search has ended.
就把我们带到一个真正的结论里面了
And we have been brought into the true conclusion.
世界是因上帝的话造成的
That the world has been created by the word of God.
神的话表达了他的意志
The word of God expressed his will.
神的全能就成全了他的意志
And the power and might of God fulfill his will.
创造万有的上帝
The God who created all things.
是一切的基础
Is the foundation of all things.
是一切的存在的根源
The basis of all existence.
一切存活的根基
And the foundation of all living things.
更是真理的传讲者
And certainly the preacher of the truth.
所以我们才知道世界是怎么开始
And that was how we understand the world began.
创世纪在圣经里面是很长的一本书
Genesis is a book in the Bible with many chapters.
以赛亚有65章
Isaiah has
66章
66 chapters.
那创世纪有50章
Genesis 50
所以创世纪是很长的一本书
Therefore, it is pretty long book.
但是这样蝙蝠这么长的一本书
But with a book with such a span,
只有用11章描写以前重要的一些事情
Only 11 chapters were devoted about the creation.
从12章到50章
From chapter 12 to 50,
用了差不多39章的圣经
About 39 chapters
来描写四个人的生活
Were used to describe the lives of four persons
第一个就是亚伯拉罕
Abraham was the first
第二个就是以撒
Isaac followed
第三个就是雅各
And then Jacob
第四个就是约瑟
Fourth Joseph
这也就是上帝在这几年里面引导我们进入明白的经书
And this is the book that God has led all of us to come to understand
今天我们要把创世纪做一个总结
Today we will summarize the whole of Genesis
所以我们要读第五十章
We will read the last chapter
就是约瑟年老最后的记载的事情
The incidents of Joseph at his old age
我们大家一同翻开创世纪第五十章
Genesis 50
雅各死了以后他们把他埋葬了
Jacob was buried after he died.
埋葬的时候
when he was buried,
把他的尸体熏了
his body was embalmed.
他带回迦南应许之地来埋葬
to be brought back to Canaan, the promised land.
所以从第五十章开始
from the beginning of chapter 50,
又是伏在他父亲的面上哀哭与他亲嘴又是吩咐侍候他的医生用香料熏他的父亲医生就用香料熏了以色列熏尸的长历是四十天那四十天满了埃及人为他哀哭了七十天为他哀哭的日子过了又是对法老家中的人说我若在你眼前蒙恩请你报告法老说我父亲要死的时候叫我起誓说你要将我葬在迦南地在我为自己所去的坟墓里现在求你让我上去葬我的父亲我必回来法老说你可以上去照你父亲叫你起的事将他埋葬于是又是上去葬他的父亲与他一同上去的有法老的臣仆和法老家中的长老并埃及国的长老还有又是全家和他的弟兄们并他父亲的眷属只有他们的夫人孩子和羊群牛群都留在歌山地因为车辆马兵和他一同上去那一般人甚多他们到约旦河外亚大的火场就在那里大大的嚎啕痛哭又是为他父亲哀哭了七天迦南的居民见亚大火场上的哀哭就是这是埃及人一场极大的哀哭因此那地方叫做亚伯麦西就是约旦河东雅各的孩子们就照着父亲所吩咐的办了把他搬到迦南地葬在曼利前莫比拉田里的洞里那洞和田是亚伯拉罕向赫人以弗伦买来为业做坟地的 耶稣葬了他父亲以后，就和众弟兄并一切同他上去葬他父亲的人都回埃及了，大家一同都第十五节，一直到最后，约瑟的哥哥们见父亲死了，就说：或者约瑟怀恨我们，照着我们从前拜他一切的恶，处处地报复我们。他们就打发人去见约瑟，说：你父亲未死以前，吩咐说：你们要对约瑟这样说：从前你哥哥们恶待你，求你饶恕他们的过犯和罪恶；如今求你饶恕你父亲上帝之仆人的过犯。他们对约瑟说这话，约瑟就哭了。他们父哥哥们又来伏在他面前说：我们是你的仆人。约瑟对上帝：不要害怕，我岂能代替上帝？从前你们的意思是要害我，但上帝的意思原是好的，要保全多人的性命，成就今日的光景。现在你们不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的夫人的孩子。于是约瑟用亲爱的话安慰他们。约瑟和他父亲的眷属都住在埃及。约瑟活了110岁。约瑟得见以法莲第三代的子孙玛拿西的孙子马基的儿子，也养在约瑟的膝上。约瑟对他弟兄们说：我要死了，但上帝必定看顾你们，领你们从这地上去，到他起誓所应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各之地。约瑟叫以色列的子孙起誓：上帝必定看顾你们，你们要把我的骸骨从这里搬上去。约瑟死了，正110岁，人用香料将他熏了，把他收敛在棺材里，停在埃及。我们读经就到这个地方。我们上个礼拜已经讲到，他们把雅各带回莫比拉洞，埋葬在亚伯拉罕所埋的地方。
And last week we already mentioned how they embalmed Jacob and brought him back to the cave in Machpelah.
这个地方是赫人的。
This place belongs to the Hittites.
这个地方是迦南地。
And the place is in Canaan.
是上帝应许赐给这个以色列人的。
It was a place that God has promised to the Israelites.
这已经是应许的。
It is already a promise.
是神给的。
That God has given.
但是呢，作为上帝的儿女，不可以就这样破了人间的例，为自己的益处，凭着上帝的应许就把它争来免费的享受。
But the people of God should not just take the promise for granted and then use it freely.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕在历史历代圣徒中间立了个最好的榜样。
Abraham then gave us the best example for all generations to come.
他把上帝已经应许他的地，用400舍克勒很多的钱的银子把它买来作为坟地。
Although it was a promised land, Abraham spent 400 shekels, a lot of money to buy the land.
所以讲外邦人就没有话说，你们专门用你们的上帝来欺负人。
The Gentiles then will have no excuse to say that we are bullying them with our God.
你们基督徒只靠上帝的恩典就来得人的便宜的。
That Christians will take advantage of us by the grace of God.
这就是基督徒的两难。
These are the difficult areas for Christians.
基督徒在两个国度里面生活。
A Christian lives in two different kingdoms.
第一，我们是上帝国度的子民。
First, we are people of the kingdom of God.
第二，我们是世界国度的公民。
At the same time, we are citizens of the kingdom of God.
所以我们这两个公民身份
，we have dual citizenship.
常常引起冲突在我们的生活的中间。
In our life, there are many conflicts because of that.
我们应当怎样处理这双重国籍的问题呢？
How do we treat this dual citizenship?
我们作为神的公民。
As the citizen of the kingdom of God,
我们的神在宝座上。
We know that our God is on His throne.
我们作为地上的公民。
As a citizen of the kingdom of God,
我们看见神政权许可被交在那一些有权柄的人身上来治理我们。
We see our rulers as people who are politicians that God has allowed to rule us.
所以当政权与政权至上的政权有冲突的时候
，When there is a conflict between the political power and the power above the power，
人的法律与上帝的律法有冲突的时候
，When there is a conflict between the laws of man and the laws of God，
当人的宝座与宝座至上的宝座有冲突的时候
，When there is a conflict between the throne of man and the throne above the throne of man，
我们应当怎么样呢
？What will we do then？
在这里，我们不但要顺从。
Here, not only should we be obedient to God.
我们在合理的状况之下，也要顺从人。
Reasonably, we need to be obedient to man's authority.
我们一方面知道神的恩典是白白的。
On the one hand, we know that the grace of God is free.
另外一边，我们也知道我们在地上做人要尽责任。
We also know that we need to be responsible as a human being.
而神在这方面所做的应许。
The promises that God has given to us
不是把恩典白白给我们。
Was not that grace is completely free.
神一方面把应许之地赐给亚伯拉罕。
Abraham was given a promised land.
神一方面把那些地上的居民许可他们继续存在。
But God allowed the people who were in the land before to continue to exist.
所以结果上帝的选民要得到那回地的那块地，他们就一定要跟仇敌征战。
So when the chosen people of God is to receive the land, they had to fight with their enemies.
这个是以后在约书亚记里面看到的真理。
We will see this truth in the book of Joshua.
那么从亚伯拉罕。
From Abraham onwards,
第二代的以撒
to Isaac,
到第三代的雅各
and then Jacob,
他们都把他们的先祖就埋葬在亚伯兰从赫人手中用400色克的银子埋的那个麦比拉的洞里面做他们家族的祖坟。
All of them buried their ancestors in the cave that Abraham bought in the land of Machpelah.
雅各也是如此。
This was the case for Jacob.
所以雅各说：“你一定不可以把我埋葬在埃及。”
Jacob said, "You are not to bury me here."
我们为什么在埃及？不过因为饥荒，而不是因为神的应许。
We are only in Egypt because of the famine.
我们因为饥荒暂时寄居在这里。
We are here for a little while.
所以创世纪的记载就把寄居者的身份。这个观念开始教导世界上的人。
Genesis therefore taught us first the concept of the traveler.
这个世界不是我们永远的家。
This world is not our eternal home.
我们在世界上一切的成就、一切的事业、一切的奋斗、一切的努力，不过是为了暂时的需要而已。
All our successes, all our strife, all our hard work in the world is for temporary needs.
我们有个永远的家园。
We do have an eternal home.
所以我们就要明白，在暂时有永恒中间，我们怎样做人。
We need to understand how should we live our life between the temporal and the eternal.
这世界的文化都有两种不同的这个极端。
The cultures of the world are bipolar in nature.
宗教也是如此。
Same for religion.
有一些宗教很注重限制而轻忽来生的责任。
Some religion place great emphasis on the present world and not the eternal.
有一些宗教只记得以后永恒的价值，忽略今生的责任。
Some religion only place emphasis on the world to come and not the present world.
这一点我今天不谈太多。
I will not go to details on
this. 那么圣经创世纪教导我们。
But Genesis, the Bible tells us.
神为我们预备的是永远的。
God has prepared eternal things for us.
许可我们的生活是暂时的。
But allow us a temporal life.
就把埃及地当作寄居之地，迦南美地当作神应许之地来做区分。
Egypt will be a temporal place to live, but Canaan will be the eternal promised land.
雅各有很多的毛病。
Jacob had many weaknesses.
雅各一生有很伟大的字典。
But there are great things about him.
永远以上帝的旨意为他生活的目标。
He knew that his life ought to be centered around the will of God.
永远以上帝的应许跟福气作为他人生最大的享受。
And forever he wants to enjoy the promises and blessings of God.
雅各到年老的时候。
Even when he was old,
无论经历多少的苦难
no matter how much difficulties he had gone through,
绝对没有忘记
Jacob never forgot
他是属于上帝的
that he belonged to God
他是要在上帝应许中间建立盼望的
that his hope is in the promise of God
他一切的一切是暂时的寄居
that everything he had in life was temporal
还有就是神永远所赐给他的产业
he wanted the eternal heritage that God has for him
紧紧抓住可能得到的长子的名分
he grabbed hold to this status of the firstborn
深深渴慕神要给他的福气
and he deeply desired the blessings of God
念念不忘回到他上帝所应许的地方
he never forgotten about the promised land that God has given
him 所以我死了你要把我的骸骨带去不要把我埋葬在埃及
so he said after I die bring my remains back to Canaan
这不过是一个寄居的地方
because this is temporal
约瑟把这句话都听进去
and Joseph heard all these words
当雅各死了以后
after Jacob died
他跟其他的四个兄弟
together with his 10 brothers
就把约瑟的骸骨得到法老的许可搬回到迦南地区
with the approval of the Pharaoh he moved the remains back
他们到了边界的时候
when they reached the border
已经埃及人为雅各哭了70天以后 又是再为父亲再哭七天。
After the Egyptians mourned for the father for 70 days, Joseph mourned for another 7
days. 那边的人就说，你看，这是埃及人一个大的哀痛的日子。
And the people said, this is a great mourning for the Egyptians.
这么痛苦哀哭为了这个死人。
And they mourn greatly for this one dead person.
他们真正尊重这些人在埋葬祖先的时候所表现的感情。
And so the people honored this attitude they have in the burial.
他们在那里大大哭。
And they were lamenting loudly.
七天以后
,7 days later,
他们就进去把他埋葬了。
They went into the land to bury him.
埃及人这哪边的人就说这是埃及人一场极大的哀哭。
The people said they are holding a solemn ceremony of mourning.
又当河东他们就进到应许之地。
From the east of the river Jordan, they
埋葬完了以后
after the burial,
他们再回埃及去。
They returned to Egypt.
现在我要问你一个问题。
A question
arises. 为什么埋葬了雅各以后不整家就搬回去，为什么要回埃及呢？
Why do they even bother to return to Egypt?
因为约瑟是尽责任守约诚实办事的人。
This was because Joseph was a person that kept to his word and was a person of integrity.
埃及被皇帝所信任。
In Egypt, he was trusted by the pharaoh.
是全国的宰相。
He became the prime minister.
管理全国的粮食的问题。
And rule over things relating to livelihood.
帮助四周受饥荒灾难的人所需要的一切。
And help the people who were all suffering from famine.
所以他的地位不许可他就这样离开埃及。
He had a high status, he couldn't just leave.
他已经娶了埃及法老的女儿。
He married an Egyptian woman.
他在埃及奠定了他的事业的基础。
And he had his work done in Egypt.
所以他就搬到那里就定了，好像你们很多人一搬到新加坡就不走了。
Like a lot of you migrated to Singapore.
你可能是福建来的。
Maybe you come from Fujian.
可能你是祖宗是新化来的。
Or your ancestors from Singapore.
或者福州来的。
Or 福州。
新加坡就新加坡，所有的旧波都忘掉了。
And you only come to Singapore as your new life.
就这样算了嘛。
And that's it.
但约瑟不是如此。
But not for Joseph. 约
瑟责任在身。
He had responsibilities.
应许的话要承诺。
He need to fulfill his promises.
我埋葬了我父亲，我一定回来的。
After he buried his father, he will surely return.
他讲过的话，他就照做去做了。
Everything he said, he fulfilled.
第二个原因呢？
The second reason.
他的四个兄弟跟他们的太太们、孩子们不是一同去埋葬的。
The ten brothers and the relatives did not all go together for the burial.
约瑟跟兄弟去埋葬的时候
，When Joseph moved forth with the brothers,
他们把妻子孩子们都留在埃及。
The wives and children were back in Egypt.
所以这样他们就要回去了。
Therefore, they need to return.
因为他们住在歌珊地。
They were living in the land of Goshen.
全家从迦南地到埃及去的有70个人。
About 70 people moved from Canaan to Egypt.
四个回去埋葬父亲。
Then went back to bury the father.
60个留在那里。
60 were left in Egypt.
所以他们回去以家眷结合了。
They need to reunite with them.
这样呢，就住在埃及，代代传下去，不知道怎么样。
And then for the next generations, they continue to.
我还记得我的母亲对我的外祖母说：“我要把孩子带到南洋，两个月我就回来了。”
I remember my mother told my grandmother that he would bring the children to Southeast Asia and return in 2 months.
1949年6月20号。
1949, June the 20th.
我的祖母已经82岁了。
My grandmother was 82 then.
我的母亲生在印尼。
My mother was born in Indonesia.
嫁回中国。
Married a Chinese.
生了4胎。
Have 10 kids.
一个死了，一个送给人。
One died and one was given away.
住下还有8个孩子。
So 8 left.
很辛苦的在抗战的时间，用一针一线把孩子养大。
During wartime, she was a seamstress and had to spend a lot of effort to bring us up.
1949年三月的时候。
So in 1949 March,
我母亲忽然间想，有没有可能把孩子带回印尼到南洋去生活呢？
My mother thought we should return back to Southeast Asia.
她是一个很普通的女人。
She was a common person.
没有什么政治意识。
No political understanding.
是因为她从前是生在南洋，现在丈夫既然死了，她把孩子带回去，有没有可能？
She thought whether it's possible to go back to Indonesia now that the husband has died.
所以她到这个荷兰的领事馆。
So she went to the Netherlands, the Holland.
No, Holland's consulate.
The consulate.
去问他我能不能回去。
To ask whether she can go back.
他不说，那你从前生在那有这么证件证明吗？
They asked whether she has any proof
of her residence. 很多字头都给我烧掉了。
But she had burnt a lot of them.
只留下一张。
Only one left.
做纪念。
As it's over.
大概那一张有她年轻的照片，她存起来。
Maybe he has a picture of her when she was young.
拿给使馆看。
So she showed it to the consulate.
使馆说别的怎么烧都不要紧，这一张存在就可以回去了。
The consulate said this is exactly the document they want.
就这一张。他说这期间连烧不烧冥冥之中都有上帝的安排。
So we see even God has arranged for all this.
那怎么办呢？
So
那时候中国跟日本抗战。
It was during the wartime between China and Japan.
我们父亲有几十座的三层的房子，但一座都卖不出去。打仗的时候不动产完全不能动。
And my father had a lot of property, but during wartime, you cannot get rid of any of them.
那到了1949年的时候
，By 1949，
虽然这个日本战争已经结束了
，Although the war has ended，
但是国共战争又再起来了。
We have civil war between the nationalists and the communists.
所以就很便宜，把两座三层的房子，两座才卖1500块美金。
We only sold two three-story buildings for $1,500.
买了票把我们带回印尼。
And we got this cheap ticket and
went to Indonesia. 那个时候我几岁半
？I was 9 and a half.
我现在想起来，连这个也是神的安排，否则我一定是最出名的红卫兵了。
I thought
是啊
，God must have guided me, or I'll be the most famous Red Guard.
那么6月20号离开中国
，And I left on June 20th.
我就看见我妈妈对我外祖母讲一句话。
I witnessed how my mother spoke to my grandmother.
她说我想应该为孩子找一个前途了。
I said, I think I need to find a future for my children.
那我两个月就回来。
2 months later, I will return.
我的外祖母已经82岁了。
And my grandmother was 82 then.
她想女儿要把孙子带去他们的前途，好了，你们去吧，快快回来。
She allowed her to bring us back. She said, come back soon.
就这样一去到我妈妈死，从来没有回家。
But until my mother died, she never returned.
很像又是一到埃及就永远没有回去一样。
Like Joseph going to Egypt, never returning.
就这样。
That was the way it was.
要不然你离开米索波大米就永远没有回去。
Abraham left Mesopotamia and never returned.
但是去要去迦南上帝应许的地啊。
He was asked to go to the promised land in Canaan.
又是不同的地方，是离开迦南跑到埃及，永远不回去。
The difference for Joseph was he left the promised land and never returned.
不是死在应许之地。
He did not die in the promised land.
死在别人的地方。
He died in another place.
是上帝从来没有吩咐他去住在那里的地方。
Another place that God has commanded him to go to.
上帝不过许可他被卖到那边做奴隶。
But God allowed him to be sold there as a slave.
最后呢，他从奴隶身份变身就成为埃及全国的宰相。
In the end, from a slave, he became a prime minister.
表示人的不公义，上帝用公义把他局势整个转过来。
It tells us that God will use justice to make right injustices.
那么他在埃及尽心竭力，用神给他的智慧跟殷勤、诚实、公义的办事，成为全国最爱的一个宰相。
He became the most beloved prime minister using the principles of God in integrity and hard work.
宰相的父亲死，人为他哭70天，这个是历史上第一次。
This is the first time people mourn 70 days for the death of the father of the prime minister.
如果李光耀死了，新加坡人哭70天，很有道理。
It's reasonable that we will mourn 70 days if the minister mentor were to die.
如果李光耀的父亲死，哭7分钟也不错了。
If his father died, you mourn for 7 minutes, quite okay.
因为他根本对整个这个新加坡国的这个贡献是不大的。
Because the father would not have contributed to Singapore.
所以约瑟的父亲死了。
When the father of Joseph died,
埃及人为他哭了7天，是历史上最大的一件哀动的、前无古人的一个
很特别的事。The mourning for 70 days would have been unprecedented.
到了约旦河东要进去的时候
，When they about to enter through the river Jordan,
约瑟再为父亲哭了7天。
Joseph mourned for another 7 days.
极大的哀咏。
A great lamentation.
那这个事情完了以后呢
？After all this mourning,
全部就回埃及了。
All of them returned to Egypt.
回埃及以后呢
？After the return,
就永远不出来了。
They never came out.
就这样一直等了430年以后。
After 430 years,
也就是下一次我们就开始了出埃及记。
Exodus will happen the next time you preach on it.
创世纪的最后一章。
The last chapter of Genesis.
到出埃及记的第一章。
From that to the first chapter of Exodus.
中间的间隔是400多年。
The span was 400 and over years.
没有一个人知道你这一步走了，下一步是什么。
None of us will know what comes after the next step.
没有一个人知道你这一次去了，什么时候回来了。
None of us can promise what will happen after you leave.
对我妈妈说，你不是说两三个月回去见我们的外祖母吗？
I asked my mother, I thought you said we'll return in 2 months' time.
她说这已经不可能的事情。
My mother says impossible.
已经六月二十号离开厦门。
When we left June the 20th,
过不久共产党就打进来了。
The communists took over China.
那就战争就更厉害了。
The civil war became more severe.
荷兰的十三港的船就不再走了。
And all the ship from Holland stopped sailing.
不到一年的时间里面，
within 1 year,
交通完全断绝了。
All transportation ceased.
我就一下子在印尼长大，一直到五十年以后，我才回厦门第一次。
I grew up in Indonesia. I only returned to Xiamen 50 years later.
我们人生的生命是很难琢磨的。
Very hard to predict what will happen in
our lives. 我们的行程是很难计划的。
Very hard to plan our life journey.
什么事情发生不是我们可以决定的。
It is not up to us to decide what will happen next.
又是也是如此。
This was the case of Joseph.
现在呢，十一个兄弟，连又是十一个。
Plus Joseph, there are 11 sons.
就住在埃及。
They all live in Egypt.
个人有妻子，有儿子，有孙子，成家立业，各有眷属。
All had their own families, children, grandchildren.
人重要的思想是什么呢？
The important things for all of us.
就是明天怎么生活。
Relates to how we live tomorrow.
我们的钱财够不够？
Do we have enough money?
我们谋生的条件好不好？
Are we able to make money?
我们能不能继续生存下去？
Can we continue to live?
现在几乎没有一个人想起上帝的应许。
None have remembered the promise of God.
没有一个人在注重着信仰的本质了。
None will place emphasis on faith.
所以我告诉你，
so I tell you this.
如果福音不是有负担的人把它再传下去，在一两代里面，基督教的信仰就可以消灭了。
If there are no person who is burdened with the preaching of the gospel within 1 or 2 generations, Christianity will disappear.
你们要很谨慎。
So be very cautious.
现在很多牧师的孩子已经是无神论者。
Many children of pastors have become atheists.
很多长老的孩子从来不长也不老。
Many children of elders have never been spiritual.
从来没有长进。
They have never grown.
从来没有变成一个老练的基督徒。
They have never been a seasoned Christian.
很多主日学老师自己生的孩子也不去主日学。
Many children of Sunday school teachers refuse to attend Sunday school.
在圣经里面有两个先知。
In the Bible there were 2 prophets.
上帝吩咐专向一个民族说预言的。
Were prophets that specially focused on one group of people.
一个是约拿。
One would be Jonah.
另外一个是拿鸿。
The other one is Nahum.
上帝说约拿，你到尼尼微去传福音。
God commanded Jonah to preach to the Ninevites.
免得我把灾难灭亡临给他们。
So that they will be saved from a calamity.
所以这个约拿就到这个尼尼微去。
And so Jonah went.
他一传道，从皇帝到平民，全国上下都悔改。
And once he preached, the entire country from the king onwards all repented.
他也没有想到他有布道家的恩赐。
He never knew he was a great evangelist.
他也没有想到他一讲到全国会悔改。
He never knew the entire country will repent.
他根本的有布道家的恩赐，没有布道家的心肠。
But although he was gifted like this, he didn't have the heart for it.
布道家都看见有人举手信主，感谢主，还有没有？感谢主，还有没有？
When a preacher make an altar call, he will be overjoyed when people believe.
这个呢，又能完全反过来。
But not for Jonah.
当全国悔改，他说怎么会信主？
When the entire country believe, he said, how can this be?
那这个国家就死不成了。
So this country will not be destroyed.
这个国家就灭不掉了。
And cannot be get rid of.
有这么大的恩赐的传道人，原来是爱人家灭亡的。
Although he had great gift, he wanted them to be destroyed.
这个人可爱到一个地步，为什么呢？到几千年以后，你知道他这么坏，是因为他肯卸下来，不然你永远不知道他这么坏。
But he was still lovable because he recorded all these things.
所以我念神学的时候，我老师说你最佩服的先知是哪个？我说约拿。
When I studied theology, the teacher asked the one prophet you respect most, who is he? I said Jonah.
什么以赛亚啦、耶利米啦、但以理啦？我说不，约拿，因为他是最诚实，他写下他这些的记，使我们可以讨厌他一次下去。
People will say it's Isaiah or whoever, but I say it's Jonah because he was so honest that we don't hate him.
因为约拿书啊。
Because of the book of Jonah.
所以你知道尼尼微城曾经全国上下同一天悔改。
Allow us to know that there was a kingdom that completely repented in one day.
先人的意志来说。
From the idea of perseverance.
世界最大的布道家是挪亚。
The greatest evangelist in the world would have been Noah.
120年终身不渝，从头到尾始终贯彻 统一的精神做到最后一天。
120 years, he had the consistent spirit preaching from the beginning to the last day.
从数目来说，最多听众的是 Billy Graham。
From numbers, the most audience come from Billy Graham.
但 我告诉你，
But I tell you this,
从讲到一次的果效来说，世界最大的布道家是 Jonah。
But Jonah would have been most effective.
讲一次全国悔改。
One preaching and the entire country repented.
彼得讲的半死在3000个人。
For Peter, 3,000 repented.
全国上下悔改。
But for Jonah, the entire country.
以后到天堂，我要问他你的口才多么好，录音带给我听。
So when I go to heaven, I must look him up and find out how good he was.
虽然他有过这样轰天，这个轰轰烈烈、惊天动地的成就。
But although he has such a dramatic and great accomplishment,
150年以后。
150 years later,
上帝叫另外一个先知
God raised another prophet
对尼尼微讲一个预言
to prophesy for Nineveh
你们要永远灭亡
that you will be destroyed forever
人家永远忘记你
they will be forgotten
好像你从来不存在一样
as if you have never existed
你的名字要被涂抹直到永永远远
your name will be erased for all eternity
到现在
till today
有没有尼尼微住啊
were there people from
有没有尼尼微城啊
Is there a city in Nineveh?
有没有尼尼微文化留下来
Is there a culture that we know of?
当人去找到可能是尼尼微旧址的时候
When the archaeologists will find what seems to be Nineveh
整个都被沙土遮盖了
It will all be covered by soil
那一个发现可能是尼尼微遗址的这个考古学家
The archaeologists that found a possible Nineveh
他看见有两只鸟在沙漠叫呼叫
He saw these two birds crying aloud.
他就想起拿鸿所讲。
And he remembered the prophet Nahum.
将来你要变成沙地。
That you will be leavened as the soil.
鸟在你那边啼叫。
And the birds will call out.
世界要把你遗忘掉了。
The world will forget about you.
你们就永远灭亡。
Forever you will be destroyed.
我问你啊。
I ask you this question.
从约拿。
From Jonah.
到尼尼微。
To Nineveh.
拿鸿所预言的这段时间有多久啊？
How long was it between Jonah and the prophecy of Nahum?
150 years.
150 years.
完了。
After that,
为什么呢
it ended.
因为没有儿童布道会。
Why? Because there is no gospel rally for the children.
因为上一代不把福音传给下一代。
Because the earlier generation did not preach the gospel.
所以这一次新加坡的布道会，我有儿童布道会啊。
And so this gospel rally we have this year, we have children gospel rally.
我不要做约拿，我也不要做拿户。
I don't want to be Jonah, nor do I want to be Nahum.
我要新加坡人在150年、1500年继续有福音传下去。
I want Singaporeans to be able to hear the gospel 150 years, 1500 years.
这种为下一代交际的传道人太少了。
There are so little and evangelists. They are anxious for the next generation.
所以呢，从约拿传福音大果效到拿户说预言永远消灭。这不过是一个世纪半的时间。
Only one century and a half between Jonah's great success and Nahum's great destruction.
今天我们读这段圣经的时候
，When we read this passage today,
你看见有一个人年老的时候记得上帝的应许。
There was one person who remembered the promises of God when he was old.
就是有蛇。
And there was Joseph.
你们不要忘记把我的骸骨带回迦南地。
Do not forget to bring my remains back to Canaan.
我虽然要死在这里
although I will die here,
我没有办法再向我处理父亲的后事来处理我自己死了的情形。
I surely cannot take care of my own remains after I died.
你活着的时候，你可以帮助别人过怎样埋葬他们，送他们最后一程。
When you are alive, you can help somebody take care of his last rites.
你自己死了，谁送你最后一程，完全不是你有把握的。
But after you die, you have absolutely no control over your own.
最近一两年有一个想法。
The past few years, I had this thinking.
就是我死的时候，上次礼拜讲到我自己讲。你笑什么？这么严肃的事情笑什么？我不开玩笑
I will speak in my own funeral.
我要录下一篇文章
I probably will tape it down.
在我的棺材放在坟墓的时候播出来
There will play when I'm about to be buried.
今天你们看见这个人死了
Today you look at me die.
这个人就是讲的这个人
I'm the same person.
这也是破世界纪录的事情
probably break all records.
除非你今天听到我的秘密你先去死先去讲
Unless you go and do it yourself first.
But I mean business.
但是我很严肃
为什么呢
Why?
因为我们死了以后
After we die,
我们没有人可以知道怎样我们被处理丧事的问题
No one will know how we can our last rites were
又是那个时候又没有录音带
And Joseph did not have recording devices.
他只能说我死的时候。
He can only give an instruction.
你们要把我的骸骨带回去。
When I die, bring my remains.
表示什么呢
？What does this mean?
他很记得上帝的。
It means that he remembered the promises of God.
整个埃及地。
The entire Egypt.
就是这一批以色列人。
And only this group of Israelites.
以色列人。
And among the Israelites.
上帝在地上唯一被拣选的族类。
They were the only chosen people of God.
整个被拣选族类的以色列人中间。
And among the chosen Israelites.
个个只想今天怎么生活赚多少钱，没有想到神永恒、神的应许、我的信仰延续的问题。
Everyone were only worried about their daily living. None would think about solemn things like my faith.
只有一个约瑟。
Except one.
所以约瑟是非常伟大的。
Joseph was a great man indeed.
他在这里做了几件最伟大的事情。
There were some great tasks of his here.
从人际关系的伦理的程度来说。
When we look at it from the angle of human relationship.
从来不报仇。
He never took vengeance.
总是以善胜恶。
He always used goodness to repay evil.
这是历史上曾经产生过的人间最伟大的一个青年人。
He was the greatest young man who was ever produced in humanity.
兄弟把他卖掉。
The brothers betrayed him and sold him.
他从来不埋怨上帝。
But he never complained to God.
兄弟对他很不好。
The brothers were all bad to him.
他从来不记恨在心。
But he never remembered them.
所以当雅各死了以后。
After Jacob died,
做贼心虚的四个哥哥
the brothers were all have guilty conscience.
跟另外一个弟弟
one brother and another brother.
他的哥哥们就想一件事情了
They all thought about this one thing.
当老父亲还在的时候
when our father was still alive,
他当然不敢对付我们
of course he will not take action against us.
因为他至少怕父亲伤心。
And he will not want to make our father sad.
现在父亲死了。
But now that he's dead.
我们把他埋葬了。
And he's buried.
我们也没有地方去了。
We have nowhere else to go.
老家早就卖掉了。
We have sold our old house.
饥荒使我们完全穷了。
And famine has made us all broke.
老父亲都搬来住好久了。
We have moved here with my father.
我们就没有产业了。
We have no property.
那我们糟糕了。
Oh dear.
现在父亲死了。
Now that the father is dead.
那我们还留在埃及。
And we are still in Egypt.
埃及不是我们的地方。
It's not our land.
而他是埃及的宰相。
And he is the prime minister.
如果他现在想起我们从前怎么卖他。
If he remember how we treated him before.
他一报仇我们不是。完全死光了吗？
We will all be killed by the enemy.
所以他们越想越怕。
So they got very frightened.
我告诉你啊，
I tell you this.
做坏事的人一定增加很多烦恼。
Those who do bad deeds will have a lot of worries.
你今生为了你过去做的坏事，要怎么弥补？要怎么修正？要怎么样解决别人仇恨的问题？花的心血跟精神是你最大的浪费。
It is the greatest waste of your own resource and your own time trying to figure out how to right the past wrongs.
一个人讲了一句谎话。
When you tell one lie.
为了不要使人知道，他要用十倍的头脑去讲第二句谎话来遮盖第一句，第三句来遮盖第一句，后来就变成谎话大王。
In order to not let people know, you have to spend a lot of energy to figure out how to cover the past lies. In the end, you become very good at it.
罪人永不得平安。
A sinner will never have peace.
一个心坦坦然。
But a person who is open-hearted.
一个心胸广大。
A person who is generous in his heart.
从不记恨，从不谋报复的人。
A person who never remembered the past and will not plot a revenge.
他是最幸福的人。
He's most blessed.
因为他不让邪恶的、仇恨的、败坏的、恶毒的、撒旦的。思念来占据他的灵性。
He will not allow his spirituality to be dominated by things that are evil that belong to Satan that are ugly.
每一个神经跟每一个神经之间的线都是直的，不会弯来弯去。
All the connection between nerves are straight lines.
每一个细胞跟另外一个细胞中间是里面是通行无阻，是非常美好的交通的。
And for this person, between cells, the transportation is very smooth. There are no winding paths.
他与神与人之间。都没有接着的那些死结来缠住他。
Between God and between man, he had no knots.
我经历了这个，我这一生没有什么仇恨。
In my life, I had no hatred.
我也没有什么妒忌。
I do not get jealous.
所以我每天快乐的时候呢，祝喜喽，充满我心。我唱的是真的，你的不一定。
And I sing the song that God's joy is with me.
因为我看仇敌的时候
，When we look at our enemies，
我一直不明白为什么他要做我的仇敌呢
？I often ask myself why does he want to be my enemy？
这是单向的仇敌，我没有仇恨他，是他仇恨我。那他的事情很可怜，我越想越可怜，就为他祷告，我就很每天的好睡。
And I feel it's a one-way street because he hates me but not the other way around。
你要学习这个事情啊。
So think about these things。
就是在这个世界上的时候。
When Joseph was alive,
他年老彰显了几个很伟大的人格。
When he was old, he manifested a few great things.
他的哥哥们怀恨在心，哥哥们惧怕在心，哥哥们终日惶惶，不知前途要给他的弟弟弄成怎么样子。
And the brothers were guilty conscious; they hid in their heart every day. They wonder what will become of them.
有爸爸在的时候，雨伞还在那里，雨水挡不到。
When the father was here, there's still an umbrella to shield them from the rain.
现在爸爸死了怎么办呢？
But now the father is gone.
所以他们派人去跪在约瑟的面前。
They sent people to kneel before Joseph.
现在爸爸死了。
Now their father is dead.
请你不要报仇。
Please do not go after us.
我们曾经做了很多坏事。
We have done many bad deeds to you.
所以求你手下留。
But please have mercy.
他们这样讲，盼望约瑟说，好了。
They wanted Joseph to say, fine.
下一次不要再那么样。
Don't do this anymore.
结果他们跟约瑟讲了以后，约瑟什么
？But Joseph said，
圣经说约瑟哭了。
The Bible says Joseph wept。
为什么约瑟哭了呢
？Why did he weep？
应该是他们哭啊。
They should be the one weeping。
怎么变成约瑟哭了
？But Joseph wept。
因为约瑟没有想到，人还是以为他会报仇。
Because Joseph never thought that they thought that he would take revenge。
他的心太善良了。
He had such a kind heart。
根本没有这样的思想。
He had never thought about this at all.
就是这样伟大的一个人。
And he was just such a great person.
你还要怀疑他吗？
Why would you still suspect him?
被怀疑是很困难的事情。
It's very difficult to be suspected.
被人猜忌是很痛苦的事情。
And very painful when people are suspicious
of you. 特别是当你没有存恶念，而人念念不忘，以为你会用这仇恨的心去报他们的时候。
And especially when you have no ill intent, and people keep thinking that you will take revenge.
你的孤单的感觉是。特别强的产生出来。
The sense of loneliness will be very strong.
又是哭了。
So Joseph wept.
你注意看创世纪最后这一些又是传记里面，他哭几次
？If you look at the last few chapters, how many times he has wept?
他不是为自己的痛苦哭。
He never cried for his own pain or suffering.
他的哭是很有价值的。
And all his weeping had value. Why?
你们是我的兄弟。
He said, "You are my brothers."
你们到现在还把我当作是一个这样下流的人吗
？Why do you still think of me as such a despicable person?
又是哭了。
Joseph wept.
因为他曾经很痛苦地走过这段人生。
Because he had gone through great difficulties before.
现在他和兄弟之间的感情还是非常非常的疏远。
And now he's still far away emotionally from his brothers.
虽然他用最好的一切来这个对待他的兄弟。
He may have treated his brothers with the best intent.
他们住在歌山之地。
And allow them to live in Goshen.
供应他们一切的需要。
To give them all their material needs.
给他们的草，给他们的牛羊有最好的草地可以生活。
To give the best land for their cattle to graze on.
给他们足够的粮食维持他们全家。
Enough food for the entire family.
但是呢
，However，
他们的心不了解他。
They did not understand this.
又是哭了。
So he wept.
为了你们，我坐监牢。
For your sake, I was jailed.
为了你们，我受毁谤。
Because of you, I was maligned.
为了你们，神怜悯我。
Because of you, God had mercy.
现在你们还是照样把我当作是个坏人，要害你们吗
？But today you still think that I will go after you.
又是回答什么呢
？And Joseph answered.
你们不必惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
这段事情讲两次。
In this Bible, this was repeated twice.
意思说，我再保证没有这个事情。
It means that he is saying, I guarantee you one more time, do not be afraid.
我一定好好待你。
I will take good care of you.
我一定养你们的妻子、孩子，所有你们所有的。
I will provide for you and your children and all that you have.
我不会收回对你们的应许。
I will not retrieve my promise to
you. 我不会停止对你们的供应。
I will not stop supplying your needs.
你们不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
这样伟大的人格。
Such a great character.
第二件他讲什么呢？
The second thing he said,
你们从前是要害我
was you intended to harm me.
但是上帝的意思不是如此
But God intended it for good.
上帝是为了你们预备我在这里可以在你们最困难的时候供应你们的需要解决你们的饥饿
For your sake, God has arranged for me to be here to help you in your times of famine.
这是人类历史里面
In the history of mankind,
第一次家父人际关系思想神永远计划的伟大的信仰。
This was the first time interpersonal relationship was considered as part of God's great plan.
又是以前没有这么清楚的记载。
Joseph did not go into such detail before.
这么正确的认明。
Or had such an accurate affirmation.
人际关系有恶毒的诡计，但不能超越上帝善良的安排。
That there may be eagerness between human beings, but it cannot surpass the goodness of God's plan.
我们很习惯猜疑别人的动机。
We are very used to be suspicious of the motives of others.
很习惯找出别人动机里面的毛病。
And habitually we want to find the mistakes that other people have made.
更习惯找到这些毛病，就给他应当有的教训。
And we want to teach people a lesson once we discover a mistake.
但这几样人的常情在约瑟身上都没有发现。
But these are not to be found on Joseph.
相反的。
On the other hand,
他把人的恶意放在神主权之下，显明他是真正归正的。
He considered the evil deeds of men under the sovereign will of God, showing us that he was indeed reformed.
上帝是最后有最高主权管理善恶的总元首。
He knew that God was the final commander that would take care of issues relating to good and
evil. 感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
The sovereignty is of God is beyond the evil mind and evil will of man.
上帝的主权是超越人邪恶的思想跟邪恶的旨意。
你们本来是要害我吗？
Originally you want to harm me.
但是就因为这样，我才能到这里为你们预备你们需要的东西吗？
But because of that, I am sent here to prepare things for you.
其实他是世界历史第一个真正认识什么叫万物互相效力，万事互相效力。叫爱上帝的人的一处的人。
He was the first person in history that understood how all things will work together for all of us who love the Lord.
有圣经里面继续进展的这些伟大的神学思想，都是他的注脚。
And all the progressive revelation in the Bible becomes a footnote to Joseph.
又是早就明白这个道理。
He understood this long ago.
当他拒绝波底法的妻子勾引他犯奸淫的时候，
When he rejected the seduction of the wife of Potiphar,
他是第一个指明犯罪时的罪上帝。
He was the first to indicate that sin is against God.
当他哀哭对他哥哥说，你们是恶意的，但是神的意念比你们更好，他是第一个对神主权绝对清楚超越性了解的一个人。
When he wept and told his brothers that your evil intent has been turned to good, he was the first who understood the sovereign will of God.
这个人太伟大了。
He was a great, great person.
他是创世纪四个最伟大的人里面第四个。
He was the fourth of the fourth great person in Genesis.
他的兄弟到他面前来的时候，
When his brothers came before him,
只要求他不再害他们。
All they did was beg for mercy.
他对他说没有这个事。
And he said, "There's no such thing."
我从来不想害你们。
I have never thought of getting after you.
你们的意思是你们的意思，但神的意思超过你们的意思。
God's will far surpasses your will.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
又是不但有这两大美德。
Not only did Joseph display these two great characters.
第三样呢？
The third one.
他用先知的眼光看到以后的日子。
He had prophetic insight into the future.
这暂时的事不必讲啦。
All these temporal things we need not take care of it.
我们个人的小街上所遇到的灾害、陷害，太不微不足道了。
All the difficulties we have are but trivial things.
我们应当注意的是什么？
What I should take note of?
历史向前走，神要我们做什么？
Would be what God wants us to do as history progresses forward.
这是又是第三个最伟大的地方。
This is the third greatness of Joseph.
看见的是前面。
He could see the future.
他从来不被后面的事绑住。
He was never bounded by things of the past.
他从来不被人的意念所吓到。
And he was never threatened by the will of man.
他看到的是永恒。
He could see eternity.
看到的是上帝的旨意。
He placed focus on the will of God.
看到的是上帝的计划。
He see the plan of God.
他不是看自己的困难。
He did not look at his own difficulties.
不是用自己的感受报仇。
Or take revenge because he was.
因上帝万事互相效力最伟大的主权所掌管的万有一切的旨意，看神给他的好处。
He looked at his life and his goodness through the sovereign will of God, which make all things work together.
我告诉你很伤心的事情。
Let me tell you something very sad.
约瑟比他的哥哥们更早死。
Joseph died earlier than all his brothers.
为什么呢？
Why was
that so? 因为他太苦了。
He led most difficult life.
他从小受太多苦。
He had difficult life all his lifetime.
哥哥们都比他年长。
The brothers were all older than him.
为什么弟弟先死的？
But he died first.
因为你从小把他虐待到他不早死才奇怪。
He was tortured since he was young.
小小还在哭就把他卖掉。
You sold him in a young age.
他心怎么绞折，怎么痛苦，流多少眼泪，没有人知道他会早死的。
You can imagine how much suffering he had internally, so he died young.
所以他死的时候
，When he died,
他对他的哥哥们说
，He said to his brothers.
他说什么呢
？What did he say?
预言的话语
，Words of prophecy.
他说什么呢
？He said.
我要死了。
I'm about to die.
上帝必照顾你们。
But God will surely come and take care of you.
领你们从这个地方回去。
And take you up out from this land.
他一生没有办法成全的事。
Things that he could not accomplish in his life.
相信上帝的工作不会因为他死就结束在那里。
He believed that the work of God will not end with his life.
整个以色列民族剩下这一个人。
The entire Israelite race had only one disposition.
只有这个人还留着这种信仰跟盼望。
There's only one remaining that has such faith and hope.
如果要是死以前没有讲这个预言的话
，If Joseph did not prophesy this,
整个以色列族就死在埃及，永远不回去。神的计划好像就没有办法把它兑现出来。
The people of Israel will die in the land of Egypt as if the promise of God will not come true.
你们必要回去。
He said, "You will return."
上帝必定带你们回去。
God will take you up and out of this land.
再加上一句话。
And then he added,
你们回去的时候
"When you return,
要把我的骨头带上去。
You must bring my remains."
他一点没有他父亲的福气。
He was not blessed as his father was.
他父亲还有一个孝子叫做约瑟。
His father had a filial son named Joseph.
但是约瑟的孩子是跟埃及人生的。
But the sons of Joseph came with an Egyptian woman.
约瑟死了以后，他的兄弟是没有一个像他这样善良的。
When he died, his brothers were not as good as he was.
所以他没有办法成全。
He could not fulfill his wish.
他只能说
，He could only say,
我看见了。
I can see.
我要死了。
I will die.
我比你们早死。
Earlier than you.
这些坏人更长命。
These evil people live longer.
害他的哥哥还没有死，他先死。
The brothers who actually trick him still live a long life.
虽然生命短少。
Although his life was short.
他做了最伟大的兄弟。
He did the greatest deeds for his brothers.
他成就了人生所能成就最伟大的事业。
He fulfilled the greatest work that life can fulfill.
约瑟的一生
，the life of Joseph，
是因为上帝特别拣选，所以他受苦。
Was that because God has selected him? So he
上帝给他做两个梦，他就被人家卖掉。
God gave him two visions, and so he was sold.
因为上帝使他有特别的才华，所以人妒忌。
And people were jealous of him because he was more talented.
上帝让他进监牢。
God allowed him to be in prison.
因为他的英俊差不多被女人勾引了。
Because he was so handsome, he was almost seduced.
因为他神的拣选被兄弟出卖了。
Because God chose him, his brothers sold him.
因为他年轻力壮被变成奴隶。
Because he was strong and young, he became a slave.
所有神给的恩典都变成他的灾祸。
All the blessings of God become curses to him.
神给他的宠爱都变成他的网罗。
All the blessings of God become cages for him.
所以他一定比他的兄弟更劳苦、更辛苦、更最后呢更早死。
And so he must have led a harder life than all his brothers did, and so died earlier.
生命的价值不在乎日子的长短。
But the value of life is not dependent on its length.
生命的价值不在乎财富的多寡。
And the worth of your life is not dependent on your wealth.
生命的价值也不在乎人对你的评价。
The value of your life is not dependent on the critique of people.
神的主权。
Within the sovereign will of God.
神的应许。
Before his promises.
在神赦罪的大爱里面。
In the great love of forgiveness of God.
又是融化了自己。
Joseph melt himself into it.
又是与主的恩典连在一起。
And he is one with the grace of God.
伟大的心肠。
He had a great character.
怀抱着他的哥哥们。
And he embraced his brothers.
有伟大的心肠。
With a generous heart.
成全天父的旨意。
He fulfilled the will of the Father in heaven.
离开这个世界。
And he left the world.
存着一个盼望。
With a hope.
应许之地。
The promised land.
回到那个地方。
He will return.
我在埃及做宰相。
I have been prime minister in Egypt.
我在埃及又有权。
With great power.
又有名。
With great
fame. 又有众人的爱戴。
With great love from people.
埃及不是我的家。
But still, it is not my home.
这句话。
Because of this statement.
后来就有出埃及记了。
We have Exodus.
如果约瑟不要人把他的骸骨带出埃及。那么就没有出埃及记了。
If Joseph did not give this instruction, there would have been no Exodus.
就是这句话。
Because of this statement,
你们出去的时候,
when you leave,
你们出埃及的时候,
when you leave Egypt,
要把我的骨头也带出去,
you must carry my bones from this place.
这不是我的家。
Because this is not my
我告诉你,
I tell you this,
创世纪就在一定要离开埃及的这句话里面就结束了。
And Genesis ended in this thought of leaving Egypt.
Joseph 只有活110岁。
Joseph lived for 110 years.
他的爸爸活了137岁。
His father lived for 130 years.
他的祖父活了180岁。
His grandfather 180 years.
他的曾祖父活了175岁。
His great grandfather 175 years.
这世代亚伯罕、以撒、雅各又是最早死的一个人。
He was the one that had the shortest lifespan among the four.
正像约伯记第十四章第一节说
，Job chapter 14 verse 1 says，
人为女子所生
，We have been born of a woman，
诸多患难
，But in our life there are great tribulations，
日子短少
，Short life and days，
又说真的是年日短少，患难多多的一个人。
This was the case for Joseph, short lifespan and lots of difficulties.
感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
伟大信仰。
That he had a great faith.
因为在埃及的宗教众多的回报之下受过任何的影响。
That was not influenced by all the different religions in Egypt.
伟大的人格。
He had a great character.
都因为四周的人多么小人的气概而受沾染。
That was stained by the despicable people all around him.
他对神的应许。
His promise towards God.
不会因为在王宫里面做宰相的富有而有所模糊。
And was not compromised just because he was a prime minister in Egypt.
他永远定下心志。
Forever he was determined.
定睛在神的应许上。
To look upon only at the will of God.
走完人的道路。
And finish his journey of life.
留下伟大的语言。
And give us great words.
成下一代的一个光照。
To become an illumination for the next generation.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
效法这些伟大的人。
That we will emulate this greatness of him.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.